Okay, I'd like to talk about consumerism in capitalist and communist countries. I don't know if anyone's actually noticed, but Japan is consumerized. Everything is built for the consumer. You've got huge adverts, you've got talking trees, you've got people with microphones outside the shop screaming, "Irashaimase!" at everybody as they go past. Everything is built for advertising, for consuming, for buying, for competing, for constantly making newer and better goods so that people buy them. A complete reverse of this is somewhere like Cuba, which is one of the last sort of communist states around, and probably the only place where communism has actually worked. In Cuba, everything's owned by the government, so there's no companies competing with each other for advertising space, sort of trying to outdo each other, driving prices up. Everything's done by the government. Any adverts are for the same product owned by the same people. When I was living in Cuba, we tried to explain how, in a capitalist society, how consumerism would work. So I'd like to give you a quick example. In Cuba, there are many people selling really cheap orange juice on the street. They make it from like a cordial, like a powder, which they add water to, and then they dilute it and keep it cold, and they sell it for the equivalent of about 10 yen a glass. Many people sell this. We tried to explain to my host family, okay, if this was, if we wanted to sell this orange juice on the street, we would find out the supplier, buy all of it, and then open up shop charging three times the price as anyone else. No one would be able to sell any because they couldn't actually get hold of it. The Cubans had no idea why this would be a good idea. We received questions such as, why would you do that? But that would mean no one else could sell any. That would mean you would get all the money and nobody else. We were like, exactly.